This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Attorney Mari Margill cut her legal teeth working to help communities try to fend off industrial incinerators in places like Pennsylvania. But she soon realized one of the biggest obstacles she faced was the law itself.
It seemed like the structure of law did a couple things. One, it seemed to give corporations more rights than the communities in which they wanted to locate their business. And number two, communities didn't seem to have any kind of legal authorities, any kind of decision-making power about what actually could or could not come into their community. The structure of law itself was prohibiting communities from being able to protect their environment.
Margill, Associate Director of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund in Portland, Oregon, has more recently been involved in efforts to actually rewrite local laws to give the environment its own legal standing. They begin by defining it as something other than property.
So long as we continue to treat nature as property, we can't protect it in the way that we need to. And so communities are recognizing the need to create a fundamentally new structure of law. We call it rights of nature or ecosystem rights, which actually recognizes rights for nature in a community, and it gives people in the community the ability to defend those rights if those rights are threatened or violated.
So far, 110 such laws have been enacted by local governments across the United States, but they are not going unchallenged. One, in fact, may well get appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is not surprising, Margill says, because the rights that are being extended to ecosystems under these laws are being taken away from corporations.
Rights that you and I have, like First Amendment free speech rights, corporations have those as well. These communities, in putting into law rights for nature, recognize that corporations are often conducting activities that they don't want in their communities, which decimate ecosystems. What these laws also contain, as they recognize rights for nature, they simultaneously are stripping corporate constitutional rights from corporations so that corporations can't use their rights to try to violate the rights of nature.
That concept is also moving into international legal arenas, where the same conflicts play out on larger scales. That's why Margill recently helped the nation of Ecuador include ecosystem rights in their newly updated constitution.
They were most interested in this idea of ecosystem rights. It really caught the attention of these delegates that were from all over Ecuador. They asked us to draft some language, which we did based on these local laws that have been adopted here in the United States. And then the delegates took that language, which recognized ecosystem rights, expanded it and shaped it into an article in their new constitution, which was adopted just almost a year ago now. In the course of doing that, Ecuador became the first country in the world to base their system of environmental protection on rights.
Now, other countries from Australia to Nepal are looking at following suit. Closer to home, Spokane, Washington has a citywide vote scheduled on adopting an ecosystem rights law there on November 3rd. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.